Thank you. And now we revert to item 4 and we can start the second reading of the draft declaration. May I ask the Secretariat to have it projected on the screen, onto the screens. Yes. Please scroll down now, slowly. These are all texts which have been brought to the attention of this committee, and in the morning session, in the morning meeting, we didn't hear any comments or proposals in respect of these texts. So let's move directly, well, actually it's the next page, and please stop here. We have the text of the paragraph starting with the words recalling the obligation of all parties to a conflict to take all feasible precautions in the use of mines. And here we have a newly proposed text which came out after consultations among several delegations with the participation of your chair as well, which reads, as you can see, the use of mines, including anti-personnel mines and mines other than anti-personnel mines, as defined by the original Protocol 2 and the amended Protocol 2 in the framework of the Convention, with a view to avoiding incidental loss of civilian life, injury to civilians, and damage to civilian objects. And I would like to ascertain that this text, as amended, could be acceptable to all delegations. Cuba, the distinguished representative of Cuba has the floor.